Hi, my name is Aaron Kwong from Opinion Research. I'd like to ask you a few questions concerning the problem facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote in the state of Nevada?
Who is this?
Are you registered to vote in the state of Nevada?
Yes.
Okay, am I speaking? Oh, wow, what is this? Hold on. You already started the survey? Oh, yeah, you did. Can we finish it? Do you mind? It's already started. Okay, awesome. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now?
The most what?
The most important issue facing the country. You know, it's a few issues, but to you, what is the most important issue that is facing the country right now?
I don't really know.
You have a few on economy, immigration, you know. What do you
think
is the most important?
Economy.
Okay. Economy. Okay, thank you. Moving right along. Oh, I spelled the wrong economy. Okay. And now thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one? That's the one that passed on 2020.
Skip it.
You skipped it? Like many people did that. Did not vote, okay? And thinking again about this November election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Jill Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't know yet? You're undecided?
Yeah.
Okay. No
I'm
problem.
Sorry.
Okay. Well, if the election were held today and you had to decide right now, would you lean towards voting for the independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the Green Party candidate Joe Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? Who would you lean for?
Honestly, right now I'm like neutral.
Okay, not a problem. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely you are to vote for the following candidates using a scale from 0 to 100. 0 means there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for him. And you can use any comment, you know, anything between 0 and 100. Donald Trump, 0 to 100.
50?
Oh, 50 or 60?
50.
Thank you. How about Joe Biden, 0 to 100?
Also 50.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I'll just do 50 for Trump.
For Biden and Trump. Okay, no problem. Thank
you.
Okay, got you. I understand. And thinking about the elections this November, the election for Congress, this is Congress, we're held today, will you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
I guess I'm more for Democrat.
Okay, thank you. And if the election for U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for the Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rosen?
I don't know anything about them right now.
You don't know either one, so you still haven't decided, right? Okay.
Yeah, so I have to do my homework on the whole public.
Okay. If the election were held today, to which candidate would you lean more towards Republican Sam Brown or Democrat Jackie Rose? Just leaning towards them.
I honestly don't know.
Okay, that's okay. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration, Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? Who do you trust more?
More of the Democratic Party?
Yeah, who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Donald Trump and the Republican Party or Joe Biden and the Democratic Party? Who do you trust more on that issue?
I guess Donald.
Donald Trump?
Yeah.
Much more or somewhat more?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly disagree, somewhat agree, or strongly agree with each of the following statements. President Biden should make it a priority authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so that they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Do you agree or disagree?
I don't agree.
And disagree or agree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat? Somewhat agree, strongly agree.
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. And again, President Biden should prioritize border permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and state experience an increase in the arrivals of vulnerable migrants. Shoni, agree or disagree?
Agree.
Shawan or Shoni?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. So you agree or disagree?
Oh, I didn't understand what you said.
I'm sorry?
Can you repeat it again?
Yes. President Biden should make it a priority to protect undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids. Do you agree or disagree?
Yes, agree somewhat.
I'm sorry?
Somewhat agree.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly? To not separate them?
I'm sorry?
Was it to not separate them?
Yeah. Well, they're married to American citizens with children. I'm going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants. For each, tell me whether you disagree or agree with the press that the president should take action to protect them. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living and working in the United States for over 10 years. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
As strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree, certainly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who passed a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Somewhat or strongly?
Certainly.
Thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Do you agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you less or more likely to vote for him in the 2024 elections. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits and temporary protection for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions. To relieve pressures on cities and state experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants. Do you agree or disagree? I mean, more likely or less likely?
Agree.
More likely or less likely to vote for Biden? More? Somewhat more or much more? Somewhat more or much more?
Much more.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by insurance and undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation. More likely or less likely?
Likely.
More likely, somewhat more likely or much more likely? Somewhat more likely or much more likely?
More likely.
Okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so that they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Thank you. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from the deportation. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for Biden?
Well,
Yes, I would like them more likely or less likely to vote for Biden in 2024. Protecting the plan, to, you know, a program that keeps families together.
Likely.
I'm sorry?
More likely?
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their own countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. Would that make you more likely or less likely to vote for Biden in the 2024 in November?
More likely?
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy. More likely or less likely?
More likely.
Much more or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Thank you. We got 70%. We're almost done. Thank you for doing the survey with us.
Oh.
Really important. Thank you so much. Please indicate if you are concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and the Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Does that concern you or no? Are you concerned about that?
A little.
Somewhat. Okay. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of asylum, internment camps near the border, and massive raids to deport millions of migrants. Concerned or not concerned?
Concerned?
Somewhat or very concerned?
Very.
Thank you. Joe Biden and the Democrats have failed to deliver and earn a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the U.S. for over a decade. Is that concern at all or no concern? A little concern, somewhat concern, very concern, not at all concern.
A little concern?
Okay, thank you. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically. Could it cure a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system? Does that... You find that very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all
concerned? Okay. Joe Biden and Democrats have made promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always failed to deliver once they have won. Is that concerned? Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned?
What was it?
Well, they make promises about immigration reform during the campaign. That's what it says, but they always fail to deliver once they have won. Does that concern you?
Yeah.
A little concern, not at all concern, somewhat concern, very concerned. Thank you. Okay. I'm going to reach you the different approaches former President Trump and President Biden have proposed when it comes to immigration. And I'd like you for you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. What comes closer to your own point of view, Trump or Biden?
I did not catch what you said.
Okay. What comes closer to you, you know, to the way you see it, you know, to your own view? There's two statements. I'm going to read them to you. Donald Trump says that we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have lived in this country. Joe Biden says that we must create an orderly and secure process at the border and protect immigrants who have lived in this country for many years or decades. What comes closer to your own view?
I guess more Joe Biden.
Okay, somewhat or much closer?
Much closer.
Much closer?
Yeah.
Thank you. Okay, we are ready to proceed. We almost done. And after hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November election. If the election for president were held today, will you be voting for independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Joe Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden? Or you can, or anything else that you feel. Would you think that you'll be voting for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, Joe Stein, or Kennedy? After hearing, you know, what we just did.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You're strong on the side? Okay, you can say that, yeah, no problem. Okay. Well, if the election went on today, and I just got to read it verbatim, so I know it sounds repeated and sounds like the same, you can give me the same answer. It don't matter. It's just your opinion. It's neither right or wrong. It's just how you feel. If the election went on today, and you have to decide right now, will you lean toward voting for independent Robert Kennedy Jr., Green Party candidate Joe Stein, Republican Donald Trump, or Democrat Joe Biden?
Biden, yes.
Okay, thank you. As much as you can say, do you personally know anyone who's undocumented or in this country without papers, yes or no?
Nope.
Thank you. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get you news and information? TikTok. Yes or no? To get your information. Do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? The first one is TikTok. I'm going to read you like this. And tell me which one is the one that you use mostly to get you your news and information. First one is TikTok. No?
No.
Or
NN
or Newsmax?
Don't have it.
Or Newsmax? No, either? Univision or Telemundo?
I honestly don't watch TV.
where you get your where you get your news from? Facebook?
I guess if I was to go over friends or family, and I just get whatever they talk about.
So you don't see YouTube, Facebook, or anything else, or WhatsApp?
I don't even know WhatsApp had news.
Your friends tell you on that. How about Facebook? They have news on that. I know that. I have Facebook. YouTube too.
I have Facebook, but I'm not on it.
Okay.
it's just there for family members to message me through. So I guess I'm using Messenger more than I do.
So none of these ones that I just mentioned, none of them, that's not the one where you get your news and information, right? None of these. Instagram,
no.
Fox News. Okay. Thank you.
No.
Okay. Finally, I'd like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes only. We almost on 80%. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
From what territory, what?
From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage? Where are your parents from?
Mexico.
Thank you. And were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or in another country?
I was born and raised in Reno, Nevada.
Oh, because you were born in the United States. Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or in another country?
My mother is the one who's an immigrant. She is Mexico, Zacatecas.
Okay. So both parents? No, not both parents. You said it's your mom, so. Okay. What language do you primarily speak in your home? All Spanish, more Spanish than English, Spanish and English equally, more English and Spanish, always
equally.
English. Okay. Spanish
equally.
And English? Okay.
Yes.
Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or what?
Democrat.
Thank you. Will you call yourself a strong Democrat? Not a very strong Democrat.
Not a very strong one,
okay.
I'm going to be honest with myself.
No, okay, no problem. It's okay. Thinking in political terms, will you say that you are conservative, moderate, or liberal?
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know.
I'm sorry?
What was it?
What do you consider yourself, a conservative, a moderate, or a liberal?
Do you have definitions for those?
Yeah, well, conservatives, usually the Republicans, they're very conservative, but you can have Democrats, I mean, they're conservative, which means that they're conservative in their views. Moderate means, you know, they're in between a liberal and a conservative. Liberal just means that, you know, hey, whatever floats your boat, you know, whatever makes you happy.
I guess liberal.
Oh, there you go, there you go, there you go. Okay, now we're talking.
Whatever floats your boat.
Whatever
yeah.
floats your boat, you know. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
I completed high school.
Okay, thank you so much. And what is your religion, if any?
My religion?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm married.
I'm sorry?
Married?
What's that? Religion. Religion? Your religion.
Oh, religion.
Yeah, religion. What do you think I said? Are you married? No, I didn't say if you were married. I said, what is your religion?
I thought you said if I was, like, single. I'm over here saying I'm married.
No.
Religion, I don't follow any.
What is it?
For religion, I don't follow any.
Okay, so would you call yourself agnostic or atheist? Agnostic means Agnostic
means
that there is no way to prove that there is a God, and atheist means that there is no God. Would you say agnostic or? I'm sorry, or you just don't follow any religion? What would you want me to report?
I don't practice any religion,
okay.
But I do believe in a God. I just don't practice
any
religion.
Okay. That's what I needed to hear. Not practice religion. Me
but
too.
If you want to know
me
from
too.
My mom's, I guess they did more of Catholic.
Catholic, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I am too, but I don't practice it. Not anymore.
Yeah, see, I'm in the same boat. Like, you know, I grew up, my parents weren't so religious either, so it's just like...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I believe me, I went to Catholic school. I know.
I never went to a Catholic school.
Oh my God, you don't want to. And finally, it's difficult for us.
my family was not that strict. My parents weren't strict.
Wow. My mom was, and finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I just have your first name?
Maria.
Thank you. Thank you for your time, Maria. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you are interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future? Yes or no?
For like more questions like this?
Yeah, but you get compensated, you know, they give you like a gift card, something like that. You get compensated for your time when you're sharing your opinion.
Oh,
it's not like now.
Okay, that's fine.
Yes?
Sure. Yeah.
Thank you. This concludes our seven, Maria. You've been great. It's probably my last call because I'm leaving in a few minutes. Thank you. Enjoy your night.
That's
take care.
Cool.
Appreciate it.
You too.
Thank you.
Have a lovely night. Bye.
You too. Whatever floats your boat. Whatever floats your boat. Oh, shit.